Is This Thing Working?
Hey, everybody, welcome to Sunday edition of Is This Thing Working? Today, we will be explaining the Second Amendment.
I do want to say thank you for joining us on a Sunday evening here. I hope you've had a great Sunday. I know we have. We've got a lot accomplished throughout the weekend, and Sundays is usually our day to just sit around and chill, but we even got up and accomplished a few things around the house and out the garden and the greenhouse and with our chickens, so it's a pretty nice day.
It's been pretty cold. Yeah. It has rained so much here.
Yeah.
We're like out there in our wader boots trying to get things done today. You know, everything is so wet. I'm kind of worried about my garden.
The chickens are wet and they're screeching.
Oh, and they're not happy at all. Yep. Because when it rains here lately, it rains sideways into the chicken pen.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's not a pretty picture, let me tell you.
Yep. But here we go. Before we get started, let's welcome our Sunday sponsor. Our Sunday sponsor is Eventbrite. And Eventbrite is your place to post your events. They're looking for creators. Sign up and put your events out there on Eventbrite. Sell your tickets through Eventbrite. You can sign up for free at eventbrite.com or by clicking on the link in the comments. Eventbrite wants you to list your events locally or nationally. So please check them out.
Thank you for supporting our sponsors. They keep the show free for us. But anyway, can you do us a favor and share the show? Follow us on Getter, X, Rumble, Apple, and Spotify for the podcast viewers. We're fixing to start doing something for the podcast. It's called a Daily Brief. It is specifically made just for podcasts. We appreciate you so much. We have a podcast viewership that is growing by leaps and bounds, and we appreciate every one of you. So we're going to do something special just for you. So you'll be getting that probably on Saturdays. We'll be popping that out there for you if you're out there working and need to listen to something from us. And here you go. Well,
one of the biggest things that we see and going on in our country is our government is probably now more rapidly than ever trampling all over your First Amendment rights. They're trampling all over your Second Amendment rights. And so last week, I felt that it was good to come to you and just give you a little bit of information and education about the First Amendment, what it says, break it down for you, and let you understand that, hey, this is what the Constitution says. Remember, the Constitution was set in place to put checks upon our government, letting our government know what they were not allowed to do. And one of the things that they are not allowed to do is to try to trample on or take away your God-given right to speak freely and express yourself and to say the things that you want to say. And it's a two-way street. And the reason that I say that is because we understand that's my right to say what I please, and it's the next person's right to say what he pleases. And then we have to come to some kind of discussion and agreement and learn to live in harmony. That's the goal, I think, of everybody, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would say that. But it's really crazy how last week, after you discussed this on last Sunday, we ended up talking about our First Amendment that was under attack. When our Congress went and made a House Resolution 6090, we talked about it on our episode 107 on Thursday.
Yeah.
You know, about how they are just throwing our First Amendment
away. Yeah, you're talking about the anti-Semitism bill.
Yes.
And what this is was basically, it was an act to provide the consideration of a definition of anti-Semitism set forth in the IHRA, or the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance, for the enforcement of the federal and discrimination laws concerning education programs or activities and for other purposes. So basically, the way I viewed this bill was that what this is doing was creating a protected class of people, which in this case is based on what? On their religion. First Amendment says you can't do that.
Can't do that. No.
First Amendment says government, you cannot do that. You cannot make a law based on religion to favor one religion over another. You cannot establish a religion and you cannot favor another one. So we've got that. Not only do we got that, then during the week, we also see that our Second Amendment, again, is under attack.
Yeah, Attorney General Ken Paxton, he comes out with this press release on the 1st of May, and we talked about it on our show last week as well. And he leads a multi-state coalition suing the Biden administration over unlawful ban on private firearm sales. Now, 26 states have stood up with Texas, and that's over half of the country that are suing the ATF. the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms for their unlawful attempt to abridge Americans' constitutional right to privately buy and sell firearms. Now, this is so important, and we do appreciate him doing this because over half of the country knows that this is something that you cannot do.
Yeah. And this is another thing that always continues to come into question every time you talk about the Bill of Rights or the First Amendment or the Second Amendment, is the right to bear arms and shall not be infringed. Those are the two biggest terms that people bring up and talk about. The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. And when you speak about the right to bear arms, when the Second Amendment was written, arms meant weapons. The word arms did not necessarily mean only guns, but it definitely included guns. The Second Amendment did not specifically explain what categories or types of arms, nor did it list what weapons were considered arms. When you bear arms, this means you physically carry weapons. You may have arms in your home as well as on your person. So in an absolutist term, when you look at this, you say, I have the right to bear arms, to be involved to form a militia when needed against a tyrant when your government decides to become tyrannical. It also gives you the right to bear arms for your God-given right of self-defense.
Well, I've always wondered about this particular paragraph here, militia, and I've researched it and researched it. But if you notice the term militia and how our government uses it against us, okay, so if you're a militia and you form a group, I'm just going to use these people as an example, the Proud Boys.
Okay.
Okay, and you form a group. They call you a militia. They immediately say you're, what, putting up arms against the government?
Against the government.
But you're allowed to do that from this Second Amendment, correct?
Yeah, the way I interpret it to be.
That's always confused me, and I'm sure a lot of people out there think the same things. I mean, we've watched Randy Weaver. We've watched a lot of people out there who were just minding their own business with their own guns, doing their own thing, get taken down by the federal government. So, you know, I don't believe that our government is using our Second Amendment the way they're supposed to.
No, they're not. And that's the point of what I was bringing up, was the fact that the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, is set there not to tell me what my rights are. I understand what my rights are. It's pretty well spelled out right here. And this is a check for the federal government. This limits their power. This tells them what they cannot do. And the reason that I come to that is when it says you have the right to bear arms, the Second Amendment reads, and this is, here we go, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And referred to now in modern times as an individual's right to carry and use arms for self-defense, the Second Amendment was envisioned by the framers of the Constitution as the true palladium of liberty. And this is coming out of the Britannica Encyclopedia. And up until about 2008, the Supreme Court cases that had been heard or brought to them, they had never seriously ever considered the constitutional scope of the Second Amendment. You've got cases as far back as 1886, Presser versus Illinois. You've got cases in 1939, United States versus Miller, which was a prosecution under the National Firearms Act of 1934. The Supreme Court, again, avoided that. But come 2008, there was a court case where a lot of questions were answered. And this is where we stand with this. The uncertainty was ended, however, in D.C. versus Heller in 2008, in which the Supreme Court examined the Second Amendment in exacting detail. In a narrow 5-4 majority delivered by Antonin Scalia, the Supreme Court held that self-defense was the central component of the amendment and that the D.C.'s prohibition against rendering any lawful firearms in the home operable for the purpose of immediate self-defense to be unconstitutional. The Supreme Court also affirmed previous rulings that the Second Amendment ensured the right of individuals to take part in the defending of their liberties by taking up arms in an organized militia. However, the court was clear to emphasize that an individual's right to an organized militia is not the sole institutional beneficiary of the Second Amendment's guarantee. Read that again. People that will tell you, well, the Second Amendment was only created to form a militia. That's false.
That is false. It was
false because we have a God-given right to self-defense, and the Supreme Court recognized that, as we all do. So because this Heller ruling constrained only federal regulations against the right of armed self-defense in the home, and also another case to go into and look at would be McDonald versus Chicago. And if we go to the next phrase, we've got the right to bear arms. You see that you have a right to bear arms for self-defense. And the last part of that is the best four words of the entire sentence, shall not be infringed. So that means that your right to bear arms shall not be infringed by your government.
The Second Amendment is just a reminder to the government that they should not try to stop people from having this right. Is this thing working?
Rise up. Well, hey, everybody, that's it for today. Thanks for listening, and I hope you've enjoyed the show. Hope you've learned some things about what's going on around us in the nation and in your communities. You know, we couldn't do this without your continued support either. We appreciate all of you showing up, taking the time to listen to us today. So please, like I say, make sure to hit the like button, share our show with all your friends. We'll see you next time on Is This Thing Working? And as always, I'm James, and that's my lovely co-host over there,
Denise.
And we'll see you next time.
We're out.